Blog Talk Radio.
Watch the swerving, that whip had a cop in it. Woo. My bitch got good pussy, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a milli, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot nigga. Hot. Oh, you asking for pictures with niggas? Huh? What's your name? Get the fuck out the spot, nigga. Trying to figure which deal I'ma take. Uh-huh. I woke up, couple meal on my plate.
Let's eat.
I'm investing in real estate. Uh-huh. I just went and gave my mama a hundred.
Uh-huh.
Probably won't hear me open my mouth, bless you hear me talking about finding some money.
Let's go.
As soon as I found it, I flipped that.
Flip.
I'm a little bit different, they get it.
They
know I'm stiff on the bitches, she dig. Trying to find out why baby ain't all in the mentions. No, she ain't get no DM from me.
Bitch,
this rich nigga dick, it ain't free. She be throwing that ass, yeah, she good at it. Turn around when we fuck, make her look at it. She like, ha, I needed some shit with some bop in it.
Let's go.
I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth, watch the swerving, that whip had a cop in it.
Okay.
My bitch got good pussy, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it.
Yeah.
I got me a milli, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot nigga. I'm unorthodox than a motherfucker. Hey, when you gon' switch the flow?
I thought you never asked.
Niggas ain't fucking with me and ain't about what the fuck they be rapping about with. They look scary ass. But to each his own, nigga. If you like it, I love it. No big,
no big.
That boy say he get money.
Oh, really?
How much they just cut you a check for?
A milli.
I'm going back to Cali like big.
Go back.
About to go get a pound just to smoke.
I smoke.
They told me to come work on my album. I'm trying to go find out the price on the boat.
Okay.
My little bitch act like Megan Thee Stallion. She ghetto and nasty. She driving the boat.
Drive the boat.
All this shit that they making be boring. Give me something to buy while I ride with the pole. Here you go.
Okay.
I needed some shit with some bop in it. I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth. Watch the swerving, that whip had a cop in it.
Woo.
My bitch got good pussy, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a milli, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot nigga.
Hot.
Like this shit feel like, you know, the sophisticated ratchet hoe, you know. The ones that go to work by day then, you know. Dance in the mirror by night.
Ha! I needed some shit with some
okay,
bop in it.
Go.
I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth, watched it swerving, that whip had a cop in it.
Woo.
My bitch got good pussy, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a milli, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot nigga.
Hot.
Oh, you asking for pictures with niggas?
What's your name?
Get the fuck out the spot, nigga.
Fuck.
Trying to figure which deal I'ma take.
Uh-huh.
I woke up a couple meal or more.
Black sheep standing on my own truth. Mirror O at your dome like a mom got. What you want? All I gotta do is call Mook. Then he called Trey. Get the boys bring us all what the fuck? You thought my reign was over? Listen, it's the queen. They call me the transphobe. Yeah, you know why. Hard knock is on my shoulder. Group full of thugs, best with two hits and one boner. Listen, Mirror O. It's Vixen. Yeah. girl multi-fascinated. Went to school of hard knocks, now I graduated. Fuck the lies, heavy stories is exaggerated. Try to think my good name, don't wanna see me naked. You a fraud, these niggas is retard. These hoes is overrated, kinda like a lease car. Call me Talibu, I'm gone, Tiger and Sean. Moving like a pawn, cross the board like a swan. What's the fucking tea? Sipping on a Snapple, laughing at you hoes, packing when I travel. And I keep my warm seat like a roof collabal. Couple Mack trucks, nigga, all we do is drag them. Said you don't know, nigga, now we do. Like my rocks cold, like my furs too. And I keep some pretty queens on your balls blue. Have the cash when you ready, have them call you. Yeah.
I ain't been asleep in a couple days. I did follow them with the other way. All of these hoes be in my face. What would he hold the other day? I seen my grandmama pass away. I didn't like school, I didn't graduate. I had to try to have better days. In the streets, I got a good face.
I ain't going back and forth, no nigga by no bitch.
I ain't
gon' hate on no nigga on his shit.
I ain't gon' hate.
I'ma stay down in these streets till I'm rich.
I seen my grandmama pass away. I didn't like school, I didn't graduate. I had to try to have better days. In the streets, I got a good face.
I ain't going back and forth, no nigga by no bitch.
I ain't going back and forth.
I ain't gon' hate on no nigga on his shit.
I ain't gon' hate.
I'ma stay down in these streets till I'm rich.
Why your ass always mad?
If I fuck, I never tell on the bitch.
I never tell.
I borrow Nino scale for this shit. She gon' sell me up every time you make her mad.
Anytime.
She say you like a son, but I'm more like a dad. I been riding that magic carpet like a lad. The shooter still free, his jaw was outstanding. Where you been? Where you been, bro? You going?
Hey, where you been?
Got my hand, we ain't cool. You know we ain't free. Poppin' hoes out with my cousin Leroy. Yeah, we cool, but I'm taxin' these free.
I ain't been asleep in a couple days. I did follow them with the other way. All of these hoes be in my face. What would he hold the other day? I seen my grandmama pass away. I didn't like school, I didn't graduate. I had to try to have better days. In the streets, I got a good face.
I ain't going back and forth, no nigga by no bitch.
I ain't going back and forth.
I ain't gon' hate on no nigga on his shit.
I ain't gon' hate.
I'ma stay down in these streets till I'm rich.
Thank you. welcome, welcome. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of The God of Slang with your host, Yazzie. So you guys, this week, we are talking about how sex sent me to the ER. Now, not me personally. I've never had the type of fun that had to send me to the ER, but that whole concept actually intrigues me. Not because of like some type of sadist or, you know, I'm into people being hurt or things like that, but just the whole concept of I was trying something so crazy, or I was willing to push the envelope so far that bitch just sent me to the motherfucking hospital. Tried and tried and tried, and next thing you know, I couldn't take it anymore. So, the week before, one of our listeners had sent me a message, and she said, you know what, one of your topics would be sex sent me to the ER, because she found it interesting. So I knew that if I found it interesting and she found it interesting, there had to be tons of other people out there in the world that found it interesting too. These little stories, these little quirks about how people, you know, like I said, were so adventurous, they tried something and it sent them to the fucking hospital. Crazy. You know, I found a couple stories that really stuck out to me. And I want to share those stories with you. And when I go through these stories, you're going to see why I chose these stories. You're going to understand why. Let's just get right into it without any further hesitation, without making you guys wait any longer. So the very first story, you know, I'm not going to use anyone's names. I'm not going to use anyone's actual names or actual information. I'm just going to tell the story itself. So there was this guy, 19 years old. Let's say he was from Minnesota. Let's say his name was Kevin. Now, one day, Kevin was feeling very adventurous. So, Kevin noticed that whenever his girlfriend went down on him and she stuck her tongue inside his pee hole, it really turned him on. He didn't understand why, but that feeling, that pressure of having something, you know, slightly going in that area really turned him on. Something going inside his pee hole. And he's like, well, what the fuck? That's crazy. So slowly and surely, over the months, he started playing with himself and investigating that area of his. And he started slowly playing. And eventually, he got to the point where he said, I have these metallic. He said, I have these magnetic metallic balls. You know, those little silver balls that, you know, once you put them next to each other, they'll take pretty much any kind of shape that you want. And you can do like all different types of shapes and, you know, all types of objects and all types of stuff with them because they're magnets. So he gets the bright idea to take those and put them in his pee hole, down his urethra. Now, at first, you know, it's going good. You know, these little silver balls going down his urethra, giving him all the pleasure that he wants. But then it comes to the point when the fun has to stop. And he has to remove the balls. So, what do you think happened when he tried to take these little, round, magnetic, metallic balls out? Because it was easy getting them in. And I'm guessing he assumed that if they went in a straight line, they would stay in a straight line. But that's not the way that metallic balls work, especially when you're inserting them inside of the human body. So what happened was he put so many of the balls inside of his urethra, inside of his pee hole, that they went into his bladder. And once they went into the bladder, they changed shape because they were from a really small, thin little tunnel to a huge open cavity. So now they clumped up, changed shape. He tried to pull them out, and the magnetic detached from each other. So now he's stuck with these magnetic balls in his urethra and in his bladder. So now he had to go get surgery to get those removed. Now, I don't know about you guys, but to me, that's some crazy ass shit. You know? Like, I understand. I mean, it's crazy, but the whole concept. But if that's what you into, that's what you into. But what would make him think that, I mean, okay, when he was 19 years old, you know, we all make dumbass mistakes, but bro, what would make you think that was a good idea? And see, now this is not the only time I've heard it. You know, I've heard other stories of guys putting things inside of their pee hole and then having to go to the hospital. I'm guessing it's pressure, because a lot of times with sex, it tends to be the pressure that is applied to a body part that gives it pleasure. You know, rubbing, massaging, compressing with the prostate causes a reaction. So maybe it's the same thing. Either way, it's crazy. I mean, I've read stories of guys using candle wax. Yeah, exactly. Hot candle wax down the pee hole. Ouch. And then, of course, that did not end well, and the individual had to go to the ER because once that wax hardened, you know, cooled down, like, okay, now it has to come out. And then it breaks off. So now you have sheets of candle wax in your pee hole. And you have to go to the ER and tell them, yeah, so I was a little adventurous and I poured wax on my pee hole. I mean, that's just crazy, but, you know, hey, to each his own. Everybody is into what they're into. And, I mean, just know that this is not the only something is in a pee hole. Story time. Like, no, there is another one on the list. And trust and believe this one, the other one that's on the list, is even worse than having metallic balls that get detached and lodged inside this man's urethra and his bladder, which, when I heard it myself, I was like, it's crazy, and there can't be anything that's going to stop that. No, that's not true. Because there was another individual, since we're on that topic, and this man, he was the type to, he was very spiritual, you know, so he liked to commune with nature, he liked to be, you know, one-on-one with the universe and all that. So he went out into the yard and he was communing with nature because his girlfriend at the time was giving him shit because he wasn't pleasing her in the bedroom. So he was thinking maybe because his chakras were off and all his energy was all over the place, that was the reason why he couldn't satisfy his woman. So he, you know, he goes out into the backyard, he's out there meditating with nature, talking to the trees and, you know, meditating in the grass. And then all of a sudden, a legless lizard, I didn't even know these things existed, but it's supposedly like this little lizard that looks like a snake, but it's really like a different kind. I don't know. Anyway, but it looks like a snake, but it's not technically a snake. But that's why I call it a Legos lizard. Anyhow, isn't that what a snake is? But okay. So he's out there. He's communing with nature, and he's, you know, the moon crater and all that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, this little lizard comes, starts crawling up his leg. And for whatever reason, you know, he's like, oh, hey, little guy. And then things started to crawl up his wing. And then inside of it. And for whatever reason, he's like, he's like, at first it felt good, and he was like, I felt like I was communing with nature, and then he wouldn't come out. And I'm like, looking at it, like, so it didn't come out, and then you proceeded to have sex with your girlfriend, or your wife, and get all this discomfort, and have to go to the hospital, and you're like, I don't know why it feels this way, and they're running all this tests, and then it comes out that you let a lizard crawl up your pee hole because you thought that it was going to make you one with nature. And that's not even the craziest part. The craziest part about that story is that when it was all said and done, because, you know, they had to do surgery and they had to remove it, so they had to stick an endoscope, you know, a skinny, long camera with a clamp at the end in his pee hole to remove the lizard out of his bladder. And this motherfucker had nerves to be upset that the lizard was dead when they took it out. He said, did the lizard make it? She was like, oh, no, I'm sorry. And he was really upset. He felt like he killed it. Bro, the minute you let that lizard crawl into your pee hole, it died. Like, dude, did you think they was getting oxygen up there? Like, what do you... I'm just sitting there like, you're in the hospital, and he's, like, crying, and he's like, I don't know what's going on. So they're like, well, maybe it's the STD, and his wife starts freaking out because she's like, who have you been with? And he's like, nobody. And so, like, you go through this whole thing to find out that you let a lizard slide up your pee hole because you thought it was going to make you one with nature. Huh. Who the fuck does that? Like, that's some crazy ass shit, but I mean, I just sat there and I watched. And then I looked at the x-ray that they had posted with this, and I'm like, you look at it, you just see this tiny little snake-like thing just coiled up in like a little ball in this man's bladder. I mean, why? Why would you even let that happen? One. Two, what was the point? But anyhow, crazy. So you guys, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we get back, we're going to talk about some more crazy-ass shit that sent some people to the ER while trying to have fun. Fucking. All right, we'll be right back.
Your booty do that yoga.
Party at the beach down in Copacabana. Sipping killer fish. Got my black yoga pants on. Me and Brittany, we've been down in Atlanta. Swatting in the club, call me Dirty Diana. Flexing like a yogi. Drop it down with your hands up. Do a headstand. Spin it back. Put your legs up. I ain't got no worries. I'm my own private dancer. My own private dancer.
You know, we've talked about the two fellas that sent. One was 19 and adventurous and maybe a little bit of a scientist because he liked to, he wanted to try metallic balls in his urethra. And then we had the other that was one that tried to commune with nature by allowing a lizard to crawl up his pee hole. So we're going to keep this crazy party train rolling. And we're going to go to the next one on the list, which is, let's call it Frat Attack. So, Frat Attack. So now, as you can guess, this is about college students. And yes, about the standard frat boy. And this particular day, there was a homecoming game between two different schools, right? One team in blue, which is the ties, and one team with that are in red, that is the team, the school of the girl. So they're on the bleachers and they're, you know, they're cheering their team on. They both got on their school uniform colors. You know, he's in all blue and painted up, and she's in all red, painted up. You know, he has his shirt off, and, you know, they're screaming, yeah, go team, and all that kind of crap. And he locks eyes on her. She locks eyes on him. Next thing you know, they're making out, and the crowd is going crazy because it's cute, you know, somebody from different sides, and they're Romeo and Juliet and this bitch right now. So they're going at it, and next thing you know, they run from the field, and they're out there fucking and carrying on, and next thing you know, it's time for him to come. What the fuck is that? Lo and behold, this man just ejaculated blue semen. Now, I don't know about you ladies or you fellas out there or anyone that has access to a penis. I've never seen blue semen. I've seen it in some different variations of white and creamy clear. I've never seen anything other color. I've never seen any other color. And I think I'd be terrified if I seen any other color. So I can only imagine what was going through their mind. I mean, her mind seeing it, like, what the fuck? And his mind, like, I'm about to die. So they end up, they go to the ER. She's freaking out. She's like, did you give me an STD and this and that? And he's like, did you use the condom? And she was like, yeah, but I sucked your dick and this and that. And so the doctor is, like, trying to help them figure out what the hell's going on. Like, he's running all the tests and, you know. So his frat brothers come in, and they're like, you know, what's going on? So then the doctor is, like, running himself ragged, trying to find reasons for why that this man's semen is blue. No STDs. Okay. Nothing in the blood, like nothing in his, I guess, and nothing in the test that he did coming up so far. So then, the doctor says, well, maybe it was caused by trauma to the area. So he gave him a prostate exam. He said, your prostate is swollen. What could cause your prostate to be swollen? Could be an STD, but they did the test and he didn't have an STD. So what could it have been? So then, finds out that the doctor was also in the same frat. He was either in the same frat or because he was in a frat, they had that similar understanding. But the doctor asked him, he said, you know, have you been hit recently? And so they said, okay, well, doctor, we could tell you, but we can't talk in front of the ladies. So the girls are looking at each other and they're looking at the doctor like, what the fuck? So the nurses usher the ladies out the room. So it finds out that about a week or so before, they were doing a little bit of jock frat hazing, and they were beating each other in the ass with a wiffle bat, and someone had really bad aim. So, yeah, so he was hit in the nuts from behind with a wiffle ball. He was hit so violently with a wiffle ball that it caused him to get a bacterial infection and it turned his semen blue. So he ended up with prostatitis because he let somebody beat him with the bat and they didn't know what they were doing. So my mouth was dropped wide the whole time because I'm sitting there thinking like, well, what could freaking cause semen to turn blue? Because this man got hit in the nuts. And I still don't understand why he couldn't say that in front of the girls. I guess because of the whole frat thing, but it's not like he was a new initiate, so it's kind of weird, right? But so yeah, so this guy got hit in the neck from behind with a whistle bat. But there's a happy ending to the story. The guy and the girl, you know, they kept dating past it, and she felt like she was a lucky girl. I don't know how lucky, because, you know, the doctor told him that he ended up getting prostatitis and he couldn't have sex for a month with himself or anybody else. So, I mean, ouch. Yeah, that sucks. So, we're going to keep the train going and we're going to go into our next story, which is, okay, so I'm going to do a disclaimer before I go to this next story. If you are going to be trying out any kink, if you're going to be trying any fetish, do your research. do your research. Figure out exactly what it is that you're doing so that you can do it in a way that is healthy and that is in a way that is going to be risky, but satisfying, but safe to you and to your partner. So with that disclaimer, we're going to call this next story Bondage Gone Wrong. And as you can already tell, this is about somebody tying somebody up, not knowing what they're doing, and almost caused serious harm to themselves and to their partner that they tied up. But it's crazy in this story because being sent to the ER actually may have saved her life. I don't know. I guess it depends on how you look at it. All right, so let's just get into the story. So a girl and a guy, they're at home. Well, a guy's at home. His wife comes in from the store. So she sees her neighbor outside, and somehow through some mix-up, they grab each other's bags, right? So she grabs her neighbor's bag, and her neighbor's bag has all this like sex toy equipment. Now I don't understand how you mistakenly grab a bag of sex toys as opposed to your bag of groceries. I wouldn't see them being in the same type of bag or looking remotely or feeling remotely near each other. But, hey, I guess if you're not paying attention, anything is possible. So, mix up the bags. She gets home. And then she goes and says, I'm going to go in this person's bag and I'm going to use her shit instead of just taking it to her apartment and exchanging my stuff back. But anyhow, so she gets in. Goes to the bed and realizes that she has her neighbor's stuff, so she sees this sex bondage tape. And so she says, you know what? I'm about to have a little fun. She said, let me tie you up and I'm gonna give you a show. And of course she did no research on bondage. She did no research on tying people up. So of course she didn't know anything about how to properly bind somebody without causing harm to them. She didn't know anything about, you know, if you're going to bind somebody, you have a window between a half hour and an hour and a half, 45 minutes before a person starts to experience, you know, actual limb damage, nerve damage from being bound, depending on the position that they were bound up in. So she bound him up by his hands and legs. His arms were spread out from post to post, and his legs were together, and so she's on top of him, and they're having fun, and they're getting into it, and once they start having sex, she starts to feel pain in her stomach. So she gets off of him, and she runs to the bathroom, and she vomits, and she's in there vomiting for like 20, 30 minutes. Mind you, this whole time, this man is just up, tied up, like on some old, don't forget about me. So he's like, hey, babe, are you all right? She's like, you know, not saying anything. And then it goes to the point where she was just quiet. And then his limbs start falling asleep. And he's freaking out because she's not answering. And then he hears some banging. He's thinking that the neighbor's coming. She's at the door, but it's no, it's her trying to get up. So long story short, she eventually gets up. She gets to him. You know, his limbs are falling asleep. She takes one of his hands down, and then she starts to get sick and throws up and, you know, runs to the bathroom so she can throw up again. And he's trying to get himself down, but he can't because his hands are, you know, completely numb. So they finally get to the hospital because she can't get him all the way out because she can't stay from throwing up in the bathroom. So she calls, she finally gets enough energy, she calls 911. They take him to the hospital. He's all numb and tingly. She's all fucked up and nasty. Finds out that she has a gallstone and her gallbladder is about to rupture. And he almost lost sensation in his fingers and in his toes because he was bound too tightly and in the wrong way for too long. Moral of the story, well, first of all, she said that she's been having this pain for 3 months. And I don't understand how you have a gallbladder pain for 3 months and you don't get it checked out. Like, that's crazy. Anyhow, if you're going to be bothering somebody, look into it. Know what the fuck you're doing. Because you could seriously hurt yourself and someone else. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to go into our next story. All right, you guys, stay tuned.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy.
Said a word on my way.
Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe. Any night, any day.
Said a word on my way.
Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe. In the morning or late.
Said a word on my way.
Bonafide stallion. No stable, no, you stay on the run. Ain't on the side, you're number one. Yeah, every time I come around, you get it done. 50-50 love the way you split it. 100 racks on me, spin it, babe. Light a match, get lit it, babe. That jet set, watch the sunset, kinda. Yeah, yeah. Rolling eyes back in my head, make my toes curl, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy.
Said a word on my way.
Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe. Any night, any day.
Said a word on my way.
Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe. In the morning or late.
Said a word on my way.
You already know I got it. Can't keep flexing on you when you can't stop this. You already know.
On with a smile on my face.
I'm a lady, that you are my lady. You got the yum, 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 yum.
You got the yum, yum, yum. Whoa. Whoa. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yum.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Goddess Lane with your host, Yazzy. So, you guys, and if there's any callers out there, press 1. If you have any stories, if you would like to share your experience, if you've been since the ER, you had to go to the ER because sick was too good or maybe something didn't go right. you know, speaking of the dick, you know, there was a story floating around. It was like a little meme a couple years ago when a girl was in a, she went to the doctor with her mom because she was having stomach pains. So then find out, I'm not just saying, have you been having sex? And of course the mom's like, oh no, my daughter doesn't have sex. She's a virgin and this and that. And so she's looking side-eyed. she's looking off to the distance, and the doctors noticed that, and the doctor looked at her and said, so, are you having sex? And she was like, yeah. So, of course, the mom is, like, all freaked out and this and that. So, long story short, she finds out that the man has been fucked her so crazy indeed that he done fucked up her uterus and bent that shit behind herself somehow. What? How do you fuck somebody so violently until their uterus gets folded back? I mean, ow. Damn, nigga. But beyond that, you can only take for so much in the vagina. I mean, that canal is only but so long. I mean, now, stretch width-wise, I mean, motherfucker push out baby, so, you know, that thing's crazy, but, you know, to get fucked so violently and so deeply, how big of a dick does this person need to have? Just make your shit fold on itself. Behind it, like, literally, but, anyway, I mean, I guess it's one of those kind of things that, you know, you kind of can get stuck on and can end up down a rabbit hole because now I'm curious as to how that is even structurally possible. And I want to see the dick that did it. Because, you know, we've all seen those dicks that were like, oh, no, it's nice to look at. But there's no possible way you're going to fit that inside of me. And I refuse to let you put that inside of me. Now, I've had that before. A guy, you know, showed me a 14-inch penis, and I said, oh, that's nice to look at, but sorry to break it to you, but that ain't going nowhere near me, inside of me. But I was younger and I was richer, so I tried anyway, and that was the worst experience of my life. It felt like I was being ripped in half. But, you know, to each his own. Some girls like that. Some girls are into that, you know, me. I can live without, you know. I like my guts where God put them. I don't need them rearranged. I don't need them sliding to the front, back, and out the, I mean, you know, out the back door. I'm good with all that. Like, I don't need that. I don't need that negativity in my life. But yeah, like, you know, people have put all types of things either inside of them, around them, on them, you know, so I'm not surprised at some of the stuff that I find out, you know, I'm not like, oh my gosh, how could somebody do this, why would they do that to themselves, no, yeah, I mean, some of the shit is weird, like when you start talking, you know, when we start getting into the conversation of people putting, you know, like hamsters and gerbils in their asses, you know, I mean, that's like, you know, a little, like, why the fuck would you do that, you know, because, of course, this thing can't breathe, and now it's just a asshole. I mean, poor mouse, I mean, what the fuck did it do to you? Poor rat, what the fuck did it do to you? You know, I don't think it deserves that, but hey. You know what I mean? Like, you have everything from toys, everything, you know, vegetables, dildos, real penises, like all types of things have been put in all types of different places. But it all comes down to being safe when you're doing it, making sure that when you're having sex and when you're being adventurous, that you're always being safe with your partner. Like, when it comes to bondage, like, I can't stress that enough. When it comes to BDSM, bondage, and in a couple of weeks, we're gonna have a guest on, and she's going to, hopefully, I can get who I want, and she has time for us. But, do your research on these things. Really, truly figure it out. Is this what you want to do and how to properly do it? Because with a lot of these things, it's very easy to hurt yourself. Like, there is a thin line between pleasure and pain. and a lot of times it's blurred between the two because it starts out real pleasurable with a little tinge of pain. And then that little tinge of pain, you know, sometimes gets drowned out by all the endorphins. And the next thing you know, you're stuck and your gate's open and you're like, well, what the fuck's going to happen to me? And then the next day, your asshole is falling out of your soul while you're sitting on the toilet and you're like, what the fuck did I do to myself? And it's all because you didn't properly research. You didn't do anything to take the steps to really get to know your body and what you're doing. So, you guys, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we want to talk more about how sex can send you to the ER if you're not prepared. All right? We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Make your head go round and round.
Welcome back, you guys. So you guys just tuning in, even though you're late and we're almost done for the evening. But it's okay because you can listen to me online. We're talking about how sex sent people to the ER. And like I was saying before, before we took a break, a lot of times with a lot of the stories that I saw from my research, from the clips I saw on YouTube or the stories that I read online to the little, because they had a show, they actually had several shows based, one I think was actually called Sex Sent Me to the ER, but they've had dozens of specials and shows about how sex has sent people to the ER, and it's, I would say 95% of them are all roughly based on the same thing. People were being adventurous, and they just jumped into something, and they didn't do their due diligence. Whether it is people who are trained acrobats who think that because they contort their body all day, that when it comes to bondage or it comes to anal stimulation or it comes to using cock rings, that they automatically know it because they know their body. I mean, yeah, you know your body, but you don't know how your body is going to react to this. So we can't ever have our ego so piped up, so built up that we don't think that we have to research or that we have to look into what we're doing. Just because you've seen a couple of videos online, it looks fun. Oh, I can do that. Can you? Can you really? Okay, well, how about you do some more research? How about you actually read about what it is that you're jumping into? Because all you're doing is giving me more content to laugh at. I'm sorry. Every one of these stories, when I saw them, because I saw the videos, they were actual videos, and they did interviews with these people and all that. And I laughed the entire time. Whether it was the frat boy, whether it was the frat boy getting hit in the nuts, or the guys putting things down their pee holes, or, oh, I have a story. Okay, this will be the last story, okay? A guy and a girl, newlyweds, fucking all the time. Year three, things start to slow down a little bit. Okay, if you're in a long-term relationship, you know that you're not going to be in a constant, you're not going to have constant fucking all the time. It's going to go through stages of you're going to fuck a whole lot and you're not going to fuck as much and you're going to fuck a whole lot and you're not going to, it's just how things work, right? And so at this particular time, they were in a slow sex time in their relationship, and she wanted to spice things up, right? So she's like, you know, let's do a little role play. Okay. Let's do a little role play. She dresses up as a princess because she's a swimsuit competitor or something, but a swimsuit body, something like that. But she wasn't like one of those real buff ones. She was just like really cut, you know, and I guess she looked good in a bikini. I don't know. She had on this little princess outfit, and she was like, you know, I want you to be my knight in shining armor and save me. So she sends this man out the house to a costume store to go pick up a costume. What? No. Ridiculous. Because I'm not about to leave out of the house in the middle of the moment to go get a fucking costume. But whatever. I don't know these people's lives. So, shit irritated me when I heard it. I'm like, what? So he goes to the costume store to go get the Knight in Shining Armor costume. He gets back to the house, and he surprises her. Boom. They didn't have a Knight in Shining Armor costume. He had a dragon costume on. So now he's like, Puff the Magic Dragon, bitch, because you about to get, you know what I'm saying, tore down by this dragon. So they're getting into it. She pulls out some handcuffs. They start getting into it. You know, they're drinking, carrying on. So they both pass out the next morning. They wake up. And he's like, babe, I got to pee. Give me the keys. Because they're still handcuffed to each other. I don't know how the hell they slipped on a handcuff to each other because I couldn't have done it, drunk or not. And so she's like, okay, can't find the keys. Because she put the key inside her vagina sometime the night before. So drunk her thought it was a good idea to put the key in her vagina and then them two start to get into it. And then he was supposed to take the key out, but he didn't. But she didn't tell him that. I guess because she got drunk and forgot and they had sex. So the key got lodged inside of her, and it made her sick. Huh. At several points of the story, they both fucked up, and they realized they should have fucked up. But because at no point in the story did they realize they fucked up, I, in turn, had about 30 minutes of continuous laughter. Because she thought it was a good idea to put a key in her vagina and then send her dude to the store to get it to get a costume. Now, I don't know about you guys, but that was some of the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life. So now they're at the hospital. She's all freaking out, like, oh my God, I don't want to tell them, but they have to tell them because they have to remove the key. And he's all like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, and the whole time they're still handcuffed together. She's in pain. Her stomach, oh, my stomach, I can't. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And he's all sitting there like, I mean, I hope he went to the bathroom eventually. All I'm saying, you guys, is when you're going, like, when you're doing this shit, know what the fuck you're doing. Do your research. Read the instruction manual sometimes. Shit. Sometimes it's just a little easier just to follow the directions. Go into your kink safe, you guys. The nastier you are, the better. But just be safe. Be safe and nasty. And it sounds like it doesn't go together. But it really does. Precautions. Having things set up to make the experience safer between you two and make sure that everybody is protected, everybody is safe. And you can have the feel of it being adventurous or risky or all those things that come with it. But you still can do it in a way that protects yourself. If you're going to have sex outside, be mindful of where you're having sex. If you're having sex on the beach, don't have sex in the sand. If you're having sex and you're in the water, be mindful of the water that you're having and sex in, because you can have parasites that can crawl inside your body, his and hers. Be mindful of where and how and who and all that. Have your fun. Live your life. Do your thing. Don't let any lizards crawl up your pee hole. And don't get hit in the nuts from the back with a wiffle bat. And on that note, you guys, I love you all. And I hope you have a great night. And I will see you next week for another episode of The Goddess Lane with your host, Yaz E. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram. On Facebook, Yaz E. Von D. And you can find me on Instagram, Amazon Big Mama. All right, you guys, I'll talk to you next week. And next week's episode will be role play. I can give you another bitch if you wanna. I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, where is the wallpaper?
Everybody like to brag. What you really got? What you really got? What you really got? Flexing for the gram, that'll get you ran up. See the likes, bitch, the hype shit, the love ain't enough. Gotta take it to another level. Cause the fame a devil. Watch the dust settle, shame turn to gold medals. Swallow up, haters bottled up. They post anything just to get they follow up. Frontin' for the media, you really got? Is you really hot? Is you niggas really hot? What you really got? What you really got? Land of the lost, planets run this course. Plugged in, it's like drugged in, right to the source. Everybody think they more than it really is. Many coons want the war, bring it to the crib, bring it back. Boy a little hot, but he wet. He ain't really cracked, telling all these lies and he raps. Man, you really cap. Read between the lines, you ain't slime, you ain't really got. You ain't really stacking no racks with the dilly black. We pulled up, red truck, got the coupe behind us. Ready, lock, load, aiming at you social climbers. In the comments, acting up is where you find us. Tell they lock them up, fired up, all the drama. What you really got? What you really got? What you really got? What you really got? Is you really hot? Is you niggas really hot? What you really got? What you really got?